The school district has come under recent scrutiny for how it has handled approval of a new $5 million building to be built between Treasure Mountain Junior High School and the Learning Center. The building would in part be a permanent home for the PC CAPS program. The issue lies with the shifting needs for the building, the failure to determine the specifics for building uses, as well as with the process for approval of such an expenditure, especially when there may be other more pressing needs in the district. Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley said this week that the proposed building would be a student-based building, not used for professional development. But school board member Charles Cunningham said Wednesday a priority for the building would be for professional development.
We still have demands, first and foremost, professional development space that we really can't accommodate. And if we're going to continue to have a first-class district, we have to make those kinds of investments. So in my mind, the facility will get a very significant amount of use of different kinds of projects. Right now, like I said, we have to do something for professional development and the district office. I was adamantly opposed to building a new district office, but something had to happen, and we made some accommodations by moving the technology people out of there.
While the district may well justify the building, the community has also voiced concerns over fixing what has become an old and outdated building, Treasure Mountain Junior High School. But Cunningham says the Master Planning Committee is researching that, and it's not an either-or situation.
That will have nothing to do with the decision about whether or not that we need to replace Treasure Mountain. Some things have changed recently, but we had thought that some accommodations could be made, some structural changes, including the building of a corridor, increased lighting that would increase the serviceability and life of that building. Now, we've gotten some new information recently that has altered that calculation about some pipes and whether we'd be throwing good money after bad.
Following mounting community concern, several citizens this week sent a grandma request which obligates the district to clarify and provide meeting minutes and proof that the process for approving the building was followed correctly. Cunningham said not everyone will agree with what the board does 100% of the time.
There are some people who disagree with what the Master Planning Committee recommended and the board decided. We thought we had answered whatever questions had been forthcoming. There was a submission of a grandma request for documents, and we'll comply with that. But it's nothing surprising that you don't get 100% buy-in by everybody in the community.
That's Park City School Board member Charles Cunningham. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.